We need to talk about the legal immigration problem again, something that the Republican leadership is fully on board with. And when talking about the immigration problem in general, they always love making the caveat, well, we support legal immigration. We just want the immigrants to come here through the proper channels. No, we don't want any immigrants to come here ever for the next 100 years, especially from non-European countries.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community, a land for absolutely.
This clip is from October from Diwali, an Indian Hindu festival, which has been cluttering up our calendars on our digital devices for years. Most people just had no idea what it was. But over the last few years, Republicans especially have been virtue signaling, celebrating it, posting on social media and wishing Indians and Hindus a happy Diwali because they're trying to cozy up to the millions of Indians who have invaded us, largely through the H-1B visa program and student visa program. And so that's why we have people like Greg Abbott now saying that Texas is the land for Indians, which just so happened to coincide with the release of a very interesting, very disturbing documentary from YouTuber Tyler Oliveira called I Exposed Texas is Indian Invasion.
This is Frisco, Texas, a once quiet farm town turned home to one of the largest and fastest growing Indian communities in America.
Where are you from?
India.
From India?
I'm from India.
South India.
I'm an H-1B.
I'm into IT.
Motherland India or Texas, USA?
Obviously, Motherland India.
Obviously.
Obviously, Motherland India.
As the Indian population exploded from 3% to 33% of the population since the year 2000, many Texans are outraged, declaring there has been an Indian invasion.
Which explains why Ted Cruz and other politicians are posting their happy Diwali messages. This from Senator Cruz. Heidi and I are wishing a very happy Diwali to our Indian friends in Texas, America, and across the world. May the new year be filled with light, truth, and peace. Now, such a post would have been a parody just a few years ago, but now, because the Republican Party is transitioning, catering to the tens of millions of illegal Latinos that are here, they're also now catering to the countless millions of Indian invaders. Here's Texas Governor Greg Abbott discussing how he traveled over to India in order to facilitate more of them coming to America.
Hi, Governor Greg Abbott here. I am now in Mumbai, India, after a 17-hour flight. You might be able to tell from what's surrounding me.
You might be able to smell the stench from the Ganges River.
It looks very tropical where we are right now. On the water here, in the hotel that we'll be staying at, we're looking forward to getting engaged and meeting with the people as well as the businesses here in India that we are already doing business with, working to develop those relationships even more.
To flood Texas with even more. So this documentary by Tyler, which I'll try to link up in the description below if I remember after I upload this video, shows not just that there's been an invasion of them, but they're abusing the H-1B visa loophole. And these are the jobs that people like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy say we are needed to be filled by the best and the brightest from around the world. And so here is Tyler showing how the best and the brightest are working at places like, well, wait for it.
I want to see if we can find some F1 students in this 7-Eleven.
In 7-Eleven, because the jokes write themselves.
And secondly, I want to see the moment I walk in there if I will be met with an Indian cashier.
Wait for it.
Hello, question for you. Are you on an F1? Are you an F1 student?
No.
Okay, are you H1B?
Yeah.
You're H1B?
Yeah.
Working here at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you from?
It's time we put an end to this lie that the H-1B visa program is needed to get the best and the brightest tech workers and engineers and doctors here to the United States, because many of them often end up in places like 7-Eleven. And in case you didn't know, half of all legal immigrants who come to this country are on some form of welfare. So they're not like the immigrants from back in the day who would come here to work hard and contribute to this country. They come here to exploit this country as an economic zone. And they're not assimilating, obviously, as you can see from Tyler Oliveira's video. And if you happen to watch the RNC back in 2024, you may have witnessed this abomination.
So agyakari, tumari gat mit tumhi jani.
Yes, that's a Hindu prayer being performed at the RNC by, a non-assimilating immigrant wearing whatever the hell you call that. And by the way, this is actually Harmeet Dhillon, who is a fantastic lawyer. She is the deputy attorney general in the United States, but obviously can't shed her Indian roots enough to fully assimilate into America, and instead is, subjecting the rest of us to her garbage culture. At least Ann Coulter is one of the few brave Republicans to say things like this out loud.
Oh, and I agreed with many, many things you said during, in fact, probably more than most other candidates when you were running for president, but I still would not have voted for you because you're an Indian. We'll get back to that.
I want to hear President Trump talking about the Indian invasion like he has been the Somali invasion.
And in the case of Minnesota, it's very Somalia-oriented. Think of it. These people come from a crooked country, disgusting country, one of the worst countries in the world, acknowledged to be one of the worst countries in the world. Some people say it's the worst. They have no money. They have nothing. They come to our country, low IQs, and they rob us blind.
The same with Indian culture. You're not supposed to say it, but everybody knows it. And around here, we don't care about being politically correct, but everybody knows that scamming is a central part of Indian culture, too. Trump has been going pretty hard on the Somalis. He recently posted this short clip of the Mall of America looking like the Mall of Somalia.
Wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow, no tomorrow.
The Mall of America filled with people wearing burqas. And now in the Oval Office, President Trump is bending over for the Indian invaders and celebrating Diwali.
In a few moments, we'll light the diya as a symbol of faith in the victory of light over darkness. It's a beautiful term, light over darkness. That's what it's all about. It's knowledge over ignorance. And
it's about poop throwing as well, if you saw Tyler Oliveira's documentary.
Good over evil. During Diwali, revelers recall ancient stories of enemies defeated, obstacles removed, and captives freed. The glow of the diya flame reminds us.
We don't care. We don't want it cluttering our calendars. We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to see the President of the United States now catering to another ethnic or racial group trying to get their votes because we allowed them to invade. Back in 2011, the great Pat Buchanan published this book, The Uicide Say of a Superpower. Had to translate that to Pig Latin there because that word tends to cause some red flags to pop up on YouTube videos because they don't understand the context of it. And was surprisingly allowed on CNN to talk about it, but only for them to attack him. Note the subtitle of the book, Will America Survive to 2025? Again, published in 2011. Will it survive to 2025? Well, barely, but now that it's 2026, it looks like things are over.
But your book has a chapter called The End of White America.
Right.
Which, it's a startling term, and I'm curious what you mean, because
it is startling. Startling that it's been in the works for many years.
Isn't the end of white America, as we see the rise of Hispanics, a good thing? Proof that America is a melting pot, that anybody can succeed right here, no matter the color of your skin or your... Right.
Anyone can come here and get on welfare and reap the benefits of the heritage Americans.
Religion or whatever.
Well, I'm a little concerned when people say, Pat, the majority of people looking like you, that's coming to an end, Pat. So let me say this. What's wrong with this is...
And it's not just about skin color. It's about values. It's about traditions, et cetera, et cetera. All these morons try to make it like it's only about skin color.
Is the idea that when whites are a minority in this country in 2041 and Hispanics are 150 million, What is going to hold us together when we don't have a common religion? We don't have common beliefs about right and wrong and morality as we used to.
We don't have the same history. We don't have the same heroes. We have many, if not most of them, are spiteful of the founding fathers and the basic foundation of this country. And because the Republican leadership didn't heed Pat Buchanan's warnings and the conservative media like Fox News or a bunch of cowards who love legal immigration, we have people like this running for Congress in America. An Indian immigrant who is putting out campaign ads, of course, in his native tongue, Hindi.
आपको पता है हम देसी कम्युनिटी न्यू जर्सी के सबसे बड़े कम्युनिटीज में से एक हैं. मेरा नाम जय वांगनकर है.
Okay, we've heard enough. Have you ever heard any mainstream conservative, talk show host, podcaster, political pundit, or social media personality, Republican member of Congress, ever mention the obvious out loud that immigrants shouldn't be allowed to hold a public office anywhere, from Congress to school board? That's the sensible position. That's obviously my position. That's the America First position, because they're a foreigner. They often have allegiances and roots to their homeland, and we can't risk them using the levers of power in our government, because there's a very high probability that they won't do what's best for America and instead will try to benefit their home country, which is why the founding fathers said that the president of the United States has to be a natural-born citizen. That would obviously prevent us from having people like Ilhan Omar and this clown, Sri Thanindar, who's a member of Congress, who keeps proposing legislation in order to try to ban ICE, Immigration and Custom Enforcement. So he comes here as a foreigner, as a legal immigrant, and is then trying to destroy the protective mechanisms that we have in order to prevent us from being further flooded by illegal immigrants.
This is Congressman Sri Thanindar. ICE is out of control, creating terror in our cities, on our streets. They're beyond reform, not acceptable. I am working in Congress to abolish ICE.
Again, I've gotten to the point where I want everybody who even speaks in a foreign accent to be deported, because I've had enough. But even worse than that are the ones who continue to speak their native tongue when they're out in public. How disrespectful can they be? Americans speak English, and if you agree and you want to get a great shirt and support my channel, then order the new Americans Speak English shirt from my online store, markdice.com. It has the crest on the front left chest and across the entire back. Like all of my shirts, it's available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.